So we are being reciprocal with India. Whatever India charges, we charge them. So frankly, it no longer matters to us that much what they charge, because whatever they charge. I had discussions with India in the first term about the fact that their tariffs were very high.
That I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
I'm also pleased, Mr. Chairman, that he is going to work with me to make certain we know who all was involved with Jeffrey Epstein in building out this international sex trafficking ring.
Well, RFK Jr.'s in. All the pull that the deep state had has diminished, and we are looking at the end of their reign. Saving the best for last, Kash Patel on the 17th out of all days. People are waking up and posting their vids on social media. The tide is turning. The revealing is wonderful. And we're going to show much of that today. Again, I mean, we just can't get enough, folks. It's just hard to keep up with, but we're going to continue to move forward. There's some comms on there too. It's really good ones today also. You're going to look forward to those, and we're going to move forward. And I wanted to remind you also that we've got this this cruise coming up in Alaska. Many have been signing up, and we're really appreciative of those. We're looking forward to catching up and seeing you. And it's July 13th through the 20th, 2025. That's right. It's right around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. We'll be getting on that boat and having a blast together. You're going to spend time with other And We Know fans, folks that have been, you know, shunned for many years, told by their family and friends, we don't want to talk to you anymore. Many of you know when you're trying to share the truth with others, you've lost a lot of friends and family. Well, guess what? You'll be around family and friends, and you'll get new ones. And tell you what, that a lot of folks shared their phone numbers on board, social media, and more. And it was just wonderful to see everyone together. You can see almost 800 in this room alone when last August. And it was a blast just to see people crying, praying together more. And don't forget, we have Laura Logan joining us. It's going to be tremendous. We're so looking forward to her on the stage, doing Q&A and more. Tim Lovelace, the amazing comedian, is going to be there, and hoping to have him on again soon so we can talk to him about what he does, how he came up with the comedy, and so much more. And of course, I told you about our special singer that's going to be there. Todd Tilghman won the 2020 The Voice. And if you didn't hear this one the other day, some watch every four videos. We'll play this again. Looking forward to his voice. He's a pastor. He's going to be there with us.
I know it's late. I know you're weary. I know your plans don't include me. Still,
oh, this is so bad, was it?
Both of us falling. We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay?
Oh, I can't wait to have Todd Tilghman there for us. And man, we're just going to have a blast, folks. And remember, the rooms are going fast, the good ones especially, and looking forward to having you there. So here we have an amazing speech put together, just the first minute or so with RFK Jr.
For 20 years, I'm up every morning on my knees and pray that God would put me in a position where I can end the childhood chronic disease epidemic in this country. On August 23rd of last year, God sent me President Trump.
All right. And he gave me.
He's now given me, he's kept every promise that he's made to me. He's kept his word in every account and gone way beyond it. I'm so grateful to you, Mr. President. A lot of people told me that I couldn't trust President Trump. I better get it in writing. And we did a handshake, and everything that he told me he was going to do, he has done.
Right.
And I'm so grateful to him, and I've told you before, I genuinely believe that you are a pivotal historical figure, and you are going to transform this country.
Going to transform this country. And it's just a reminder, folks, we don't worship President Trump. And he just said he was hoping and praying to God that, you know, every day for 20 years, every morning on his knees praying, God would put him in charge and he could end the childhood chronic disease that came into this country. And so, of course, he had a chance to meet President Trump and he knew that God sent him. And it's just amazing that we're watching the glory being given to our Creator day in and day out. It happened with Pete Hegseth. Remember, he said, you know, Jesus, I wouldn't be here without Jesus and my wife. So just one after another schemes seems to be falling into place. Of course, Cash Patel is going to be next. Mess with the Best, Die Like the Rest is on the cue board. Two highly classified clown ops exposed, 44 remaining. Wizard and Warlocks, Save the Best for Last, and you've got P in the target brackets on the cue board. And that P is probably Patel, is what most people think. Of course, he wrote had a book, a cartoon book. We have a copy of that signed by him when we went to New York a couple of years ago now. And there he is looking like those Wizard and Warlock guys from that character that he created there. And it just happens to be on the cue board, and that's probably Patel. And we are looking forward to him coming in and exposing all the crimes against these children.
Oh, I'm so pleased that we're moving forward with him today. I'm also pleased, Mr. Chairman, that he is going to work with me to make certain we know who all was involved with Jeffrey Epstein in building out this international sex trafficking ring. This is information we have sought. It is information we have not been able to get. And as the next FBI director, I have no doubt that he is going to work with us to end this scourge of human and sex trafficking in the United States. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All this corruption's probably coming out. And of course, with RFK Jr. Walking in, Liz Churchill put this video out to just remind us there will be COVID trials.
My initial inclination would be to use the Justice Department and the moral authority of the office. But also, you know, the Justice Department should immediately call in the begin an investigation of the medical boards and the collusion between the pharmaceutical industry and the medical boards that are delicensing these physicians who actually try to heal patients and try to treat them. The Justice Department will also call in the medical journals that are corrupted by the pharmaceutical industry and explain to them that they're all going to be subject to criminal and civil RICO actions if they don't show us a way that they're going to stop revoking studies and refusing to publish studies that challenge the mercantile interests of pharmaceutical companies. We're going to change the way business is done at NIH. My initial inclination.
All the changes are coming. Makes you wonder, all those that were protected by, the big pharma protecting them and vice versa with the politicians working to protect big pharma, what in the world's going on with all of them now that have basically fallen into the hands of the good guys? They're going to hold their feet to the fire and probably going to see mass arrests. How do we know that? Well, it's interesting because Mark Mitchell happened to go over to the Google Analytics out of D.C. It's amazing how these guys can go in there and find this information out. Over three times more people in D.C. are Googling. They're going onto Google, and they're typing in criminal defense lawyer than anywhere else in the United States. Mm-hmm. So if there's 100 looking in the United States, there's 300 in D.C. If there's 1,000, there's 3,000, right? There's three times more. They are going down, and they know it. We have 93 dirty Biden prosecutors are fired. Remember, Trump revoked Letitia James' security clearance, revoked and banned her from entering federal buildings. Then Letitia gets criminally charged by AG Bondi. Santa Surfing says, sweet justice. Trump dismisses all these. February 13, 2025. Absolutely amazing how we're continuing to watch these guys fall apart day after day.
When I left, as you know, 4 years ago, we didn't have Israel and the Middle East. We didn't have October 7th, a disaster, the disaster. Nothing was happening. Iran was not going to do anything because Iran did not have much money at that point. They were broke. They were totally broke. They didn't have money for Hamas or for Hezbollah. And you didn't have Russia with Ukraine, and that would never have happened. But now I come back and I have the whole world is on fire. So I have to put out the fires. But after I put out the fires, I'm going to meet with China and I'm going to meet with Russia. And we're going to see if we can de-escalate, if we can bring it down military, especially as it pertains to nuclear.
Oh, man. One day at a time, we keep getting great information. And of course, all of this playing out as Kevin Hassett moves forward.
One of the things that we noticed, sir, when you asked us to look into the numbers was that last year, U.S. companies paid foreign governments $370 billion in tax. And then we in the U.S. Asked them to pay us tax for what they did, and the U.S. gathered $57 billion. And so we paid them $370 billion, and they paid us $57 billion. And when people say, oh, you're doing this tariff thing, how could you do that? Why would you do that? It's so unfair. Let's think about this. They have three quarters of world GDP. We have one quarter of world GDP, and we're paying them $370 billion, and they're paying us $57
billion. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep. We're paying for all of this. U.S. companies paid foreign countries $370 billion. They only paid us $57. Easy math. Didn't have to go to college to figure that one out. I tell you what. Every single day, folks are freaking out about money and tariffs and how terrible President Trump. Didn't they learn their lesson last time how great things were happening before COVID? For all of us.
From Wall Street about these tariffs. So there's been some nervousness on Wall Street about the impact.
I mean, there hasn't been very much. And I think it's going to make the United States stronger. And in many ways, it could make other countries stronger, too. You know, other countries want to have a strong United States. They want to have a strong America. And I think it's going to make us very, very strong, much stronger.
Much stronger. You know, we had to talk about this. If you guys missed the video with Dr. Kelker, we actually had a great conversation this Sunday. The thumbnail is puzzle coming together. We have reached our cruising altitude of 40,000 feet. And we integrated a lot of the information from the news into that because, you know what, sometimes folks want updates and they're like, you know, why do we have to wait a couple of more days before Monday to get an update? So I said, you know what, we're going to start adding some news that things are going on before that Sunday update from Kirk Kelly. So that's why we made the thumbnail like that. But he continues to update us on all these things. You know, silver's been skyrocketing too the past few days. And I just wanted to show you how he figures all this out. It's absolutely brilliant. And we go through each step on how these things work out, the tariffs and what it means for America. And you know, he has a doctorate in theology too. So he helps us in that aspect. And I hope you guys go check out the video and reach out to him at andweknow.com/gold and have a conversation with him. You'll be pretty amazed at what he has to share on all of this that's been happening throughout.
Have you talked to any CEOs since the tariffs were announced on steel and aluminum? What's the feedback from those
guys? They are in love with it. As you know, in Pennsylvania, U.S. Steel is through the roof. They're all through the roof. That's why I didn't want U.S. Steel to make a deal with Japan or anybody else. I think it's going to do great. But I think maybe more than anybody else, the steel companies and aluminum companies, they're in love with what's happened. And this will eventually
be the car companies and chip companies. We have to have chips made in this country. Right now, everything's made in Taiwan, practically. Almost all of it, a little bit in South Korea. But everything, almost all of it, is made in Taiwan. And we want it to be made. We want those companies to come to our country, in all due respect. You know, they took the business away. Taiwan took our chip business away. We had Intel. We had these great companies that did so well. And it was taken from us. And we want that business back. We want it back in the United States. And if they don't bring it back, we're not going to be very happy.
Amazing. Amazing on all these tariffs. You know, President Trump said on trade, I've decided for purposes of fairness that I would charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them. No more, no less. For purposes of United States policy, we will consider countries that use the VAT system, which is far more punitive than a tariff, to be similar to that of a tariff. Sending merchandise, product, or anything by any other name through another country for purposes of unfairly harming America will not be accepted. In addition, we will make provision for subsidies, you know, provided by countries in order to take economic advantage of the United States. Likewise, provisions will be made for non-monetary tariffs and trade barriers that some countries charge in order to keep our product out of their domain, or if they do not even let U.S. businesses operate. We are able to accurately determine the cost of these non-monetary trade barriers. It is fair to all. No other country can complain, and in some cases, if a country feels that the United States would be getting too high a tariff, all they have to do is reduce or terminate their tariff against us. There are no tariffs if you manufacture or build your product in the United States. How about that? Amazing how President Trump figures this stuff out. For many years, he says the U.S. has been treated unfairly by other countries, both friend and foe. This system will immediately bring fairness and prosperity back into the previously complex and unfair system of trade. America has helped many countries throughout the years at great financial cost. It is now time that these countries remember this and treat us fairly. A level playing field for all Americans. That's all he wants, just a level playing field so we're all together on this amazing.
I mean, not necessarily, but I'll tell you what will go up is jobs. The jobs will go up tremendously. We're going to have great jobs, jobs for everybody. This is something that should have been done many years ago. China did it. I mean, China did it at a level that probably nobody's ever seen before. If you manufactured a car, you couldn't send it into China. The tariff was so high. So everybody went and they built in China. It was no big secret.
No big secret. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? Folks, you can start your journey to sober living with a faith-based program featuring brain restoration formula from the New Spring Wellness Center.
Because you see people at their worst time going through different things in their life, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whatever it is. But when they come out of that, there's no better feeling.
Addiction recovery takes more than just time. It takes energy, clarity, and hope. And no matter how broken you feel, healing is possible. And there's a way to restore your brain, your body, and your spirit. At New Spring Wellness, your brain restoration program addresses the physiological changes in the brain caused by substance use, aging, and chronic stress.
It literally, those cravings for me, it was a constant. Every second I was awake, I would wake up in the morning, okay, what do I need to get done today till I can go get my alcohol? Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I started drinking earlier and earlier, and to where it just controlled my life.
Their brain restoration protocol reduces cravings, supports mental clarity, and restores energy, giving you the strength to take back control. At New Spring Wellness, they approach recovery with both a medical and faith-based approach. Through Jesus Christ, they find hope, redemption, and the strength to overcome with brain restoration and faith in Him. You can step into a new beginning. Your past does not define you. Through Christ, all things are made new. Give them a call at 573-577-3400 or go in the description box below to newspringwellnesscenter.com/amweknow. Start your journey to sober living today.
They do. If we want to save money, people are going to get upset. Why are they getting upset? Because we're taking money out of their pockets. The best thing that Elon Musk is going to do is going to look at people's salaries and say, okay, if you make X amount of money and you're worth $68 million, we're going to look at why that is. And that's really the bottom line, because we could talk about everything, every executive order, but there is a panic in D.C. at this moment where I now live, and it is very simple. We are cutting them off from their funding.
We're cutting them off from their funding. Very simple. It's amazing. She says panic in D.C. February 14th, the day after she makes the statement, we have on the cue board a traitor's justice phase three, panic in D.C., rats everywhere for those who decide to save the taxpayers some money. There is no escaping God. Oh, man, now does that make sense? Now more than ever, that drop just, whew, that hits pretty hard on all of us, and we get it. Big executive order on MAHA today, Making America Healthy Again, signed an executive order that establishes the president's Make America Healthy Again Commission. The commission is chaired by U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and tasked with investigating and addressing the root causes of America's escalating health crisis with an initial focus on childhood chronic diseases. Thank you, Anna Paulina Luna, for that. And also, Senator Cruz said, abolish the IRS. Breaking, DOGE officials have just entered the Internal Revenue Service building, February 13th, 4 p.m. Oh, man. Right when they go into the IRS building, what does President Trump put out to the public? He says, DOGE. Why was Politico paid millions of dollars for nothing? Buying the press? Pay back the money to the taxpayers. How much has the failing New York Times paid? Is this the money that is keeping it open? Is that why New York Times stays open? They are buying the press. DOGE. Looks like radical left Reuters was paid $9 million by the Department of Defense to study large-scale social deception. Give back the money now. Interesting, right? The IRS enters the bill, you know, gets entered by DOGE. And then DOGE, they release information, and President Trump says, give us the money back. So if the money goes back to the IRS, well, they then turn and say, here you go, taxpayers. This is what was stolen from you. We're going to give it back to you. Wouldn't that be awesome? That'd be pretty cool. I think that'd be cool. Of course, watching Trump slash federal programs, knowing it doesn't affect you because you're not a member of the parasite class, that was put out on a meme. Elon Musk said, why 90% of America loves DOGE. And just something that I didn't even know. You're looking at a photo. This is a government accountability office building. Didn't know they had one. They are supposed to do what DOGE does. They currently employ 3,275 people that do nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, we've got a bunch of young folks that are actually on the DOGE team. I was actually going through, there's a video clip, and see if I can find it real quick. I'll get back. So here it is. The brilliant young men are American heroes. Just imagine how proud their parents must be. They are literally making history. This is from Girl Patriot. God bless America. Put this video out for us to see. And it kind of bothered me a little bit. I was like, I don't know if I want all these guys' names and information out to the public, you know. But, you know, it's good. We got to pray for them. I was thinking it was already put out. Mainstream media is going to do all they can to stop this. But, you know, let's find out who these guys are and pray for their families. Okay, so here we have one guy. His name is Edward Corstein, or he's 19 years old, folks, enthusiast, and he's a first student at Northeastern University and majoring in mechanical engineering and physics. Pretty cool. And they've got a lot of information on him. It's a long video, so I'm just going to kind of cut through to these guys. We have Baba, Akash Baba, 22 years old, folks. He's an engineer. Indian origin, graduated UC Berkeley's prestigious management, entrepreneurship, and technology program. And so he joined DOGE, and he's doing a great job. Also, we've got some others here. Let me see. The next guy is Ethan Shutron, 22 years old, senior at the Harvard University studying computer science with registration at MIT and Harvard School. Part Musk's Doge team. He's part of that. He's tasked with modernizing the government operations and technology. So it's amazing we've got that guy. We've got another 23-year-old here, a guy named Luke Faritar, graduated the University of Lincoln with, Lincoln, Nebraska, with a degree in computer science. He, at SpaceX, was a significant prize winner at these challenges that are done there. And then we've got a 24-year-old here, Gauthier Killian, 24. He was with McGill University in Canada, majoring in math, computer science, research, decentralized. So amazing what he's doing. And then you've got this guy, looks like Gavin Kleiger, 25 years old, graduated from UC Berkeley's with a background in computer science before Doge, and so senior engineer and all this stuff. So just want to make sure you guys knew who was actually on these guys, these young folks that are pioneers for our future, and it's just grateful to have them. We need to continue to keep them in prayer moving forward. Great leaders for the future, I'm sure. President Trump torches the fake news, CNN's Caitlin Collins for rudely interrupting.
Mr. President, you won the White House in part because of high inflation. If your tariffs make prices go
Excuse
up...
Excuse me, we haven't asked you to speak yet, please.
Right? He cuts her off, says, look, we haven't asked you to speak. What are you doing just shouting out? You think that you have authority here? No. It's the President of the United States. Well, he did give Caitlin Collins a lesson on the Ukraine war. Interesting, because when she does get a question in, check this out.
President Biden's fault, not President Putin. I mean, he's
I think Biden is incompetent. And I think when he said that they could join NATO, I thought that was a very stupid thing to say. I thought when he said, well, it depends if it's a minor incursion. In other words, it's okay if Russia does a minor incursion. I thought that was a very foolish thing to say. The other thing that got it started was how badly Milley and these stupid people, bad generals, how badly they did with Afghanistan. I was going to pull out, but we were pulling out with dignity and strength, and we were going to take our equipment with us and everything else. What they're doing is what they did with that. I think Putin looked at that mess and he said, wow, this is a great time. I'm going to go in. But what the Americans said, I'm not blaming Americans, but I will say what they said had a big influence on his deciding to go in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're schooling out Biden, pointing out he's the problem. Big mess that he caused there. They shouldn't have been, should have been done by Biden years ago. And then he looks at Caitlin and calls her a friend of Biden.
And this should have been done by Biden years ago. This should have never been allowed to happen. I know he's a friend of yours.
But couldn't Putin just withdraw his
He's a friend of
today?
CNN. That's why nobody watches CNN anymore, because they have no credibility. Okay, who else? Yes, please.
Boy, she's just really having a hard day, and they keep getting called out left and right. You know, then you go to the Communist News Network, and you've got Scott Jennings just schooling them over there, too. They have nothing to stand on anymore. No more foundation. Scott Jennings is having a blast. What a great time to be alive over there, huh?
The Biden administration treated the press as poorly as any president has ever treated them, gave them less access, answered no questions, no transparency at any given time. Donald Trump's answered more questions in 3 weeks than Joe Biden answered in 4 years. Elon Musk answered
That's
more than
true. Also, a lot of the answers.
Come on, Brian.
It's also,
this administration is giving the most access to the press they could possibly
want. Just to be clear.
Oh, yeah, taking them down. And, of course, an AP reporter was barred from the press briefing room for refusing to call the body of water off the coast of Louisiana, the Gulf of America. It's kind of interesting.
We feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room. We are going to hold those lies accountable. And it is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America. And I'm not sure why news outlets don't want to call it that, but that is what it is.
And she was, of course, talking to Caitlin Collins, I believe, once again, could have been a question that she asked, I believe. And just one after another, of course, she's got to have somebody out there to agree with her and play her role. And that's what they do in the deep state. They need somebody to, you know, help stop the fire that's happening. John Bolton showed up, helped her out.
You believe Putin sees Trump as a what you described as an easy mark. You were there for their first meeting in Helsinki. What are your expectations for this one?
Well, I don't have any expectations anymore. I think we know exactly what's going to happen. President Trump has effectively surrendered to Putin before the negotiations have even begun.
Oh, man. They can't handle the fact that President Trump is making deals and having all types of victories left and right so quickly, right? We're watching history unfold before our eyes. Check this out as we get into a little bit about President Trump and how he's forming these deals with other nations.
Well, just very quickly, Sean, today in the Oval Office, I mean, it was literally being a part of history as President Trump spoke with Vladimir Putin and then spoke with Zelensky. And both of them said they are ready to end this war and they could only do it with President Trump's leadership. I mean, just think about that for a second. This is a war that should have never started, would have been deterred under President Trump's leadership. Putin invaded a neighbor under Bush, under Obama, and under Biden, but not under President Trump's first term, and he's ready to end it in President Trump's second term. That just happened today. You have Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent in Kyiv negotiating for equity in Ukraine's resources so that the American people can be recouped the billions of dollars. You have the VP. You have Secretary of State immediately getting into negotiations. And in the Middle East, I think Hamas caves. They will cave by this Saturday because they know President Trump means it when he says there's all hell to pay.
Yep, and there's already word coming out that those folks will be released by Saturday, the deadline that President Trump sent. And he doesn't mess around. There is a lot of great things happening. Peace and stopping Ukraine-Russia war and so much more. You know, 55% approve of Elon Musk running Doge. Most voters like President Donald Trump's decision to put Elon Musk in charge of his cost-cutting Department of Government Efficiency. Everybody is starting to come on board, more and more excited about the transparency that's playing out. And I find clips sometimes, you know, I tell you, it's great. You just grab your phone, create a little account online on one of the social media platforms and, you know, tell people what you think, and it gets out there and starts moving around. You never know.
I love living in a country where you can wake up every day and say, huh, I wonder what the president's up to today. And you can just find it out. You just figure it out. It's online at basically just whatever he's doing. He's signing executive orders. Oh, it's being live streamed. He's visiting families that fell victim to a hurricane. Oh, it's on Fox News right now. He's doing a private dinner. Oh, well, they're live streaming that too. I wonder what his policy changes are. Oh, well, he was watching the Super Bowl and just decided to get rid of the penny and he tweeted about it to let everyone know. This is the most American thing I've ever seen.
Amazing. Amazing. I love it. Couldn't have said it any better. Folks, we're at andweknow.com. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You know this website very well. We try to give it out every time. Just a reminder, go check it out. We've got big changes going on. Our social media accounts are growing quickly. Also, you can see that we have Click Here to Book Today. The Celebration Cruise pops up. And if you scroll down, you'll see that we have all of our videos there for you to click on from that site. Subscribe to our newsletter. You can also find all of our partners. So if you watched a video and you said, you know what, I want to watch, I need to find out where that partner is and go find the video. You don't have to go find the video. Just come to andweknow.com. There we go. Scroll to the bottom and you'll find them right there, readily available for you to use. Also, remember, we have a website called thepatriotlight.com. Updates about every 5 to 10 minutes with new updated news towards conservative values. It's a great creation by my son putting that together. Clout Hub, also, if you're looking for videos without a bunch of ads, you can go to the description box below, click on our Clout Hub link, and you'll find all of our videos there. And you can actually have them translated into just about every language on this earth. And of course, we've got the Valentine's Day sale. You get a free pair of socks with any purchase, the And We Know socks. You use code SOCKS14. We also have that new shirt out, 47, promises made, promises kept, a good looking shirt. Many of you are jumping on that now And we're excited about that, shop.mweknow.com. All for you to wear. And, of course, when you wear these items, you'll be excited because some folks will walk up to you and say, hey, I watched that channel too. And before you know it, you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing her gear. Folks, here's the Administrator Lee Zeldin, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
One of my very top priorities at EPA is to be an excellent steward of your hard-earned tax dollars. There will be zero tolerance of any waste and abuse. An extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. The gold bars were tax dollars, and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. Following this revelation, during my meetings with members of Congress, I made a very important commitment to them and to the American people, which I reiterated at my confirmation hearing that if confirmed, I would immediately get a full accounting. Fortunately, my awesome team at EPA has found the gold bars. Shockingly, roughly $20 billion of your tax dollars were parked at an outside financial institution by the Biden EPA. This scheme was the first of its kind in EPA history, and it was purposefully designed to obligate all of the money in a rush job with reduced oversight. Even further, this pot of $20 billion was awarded to just eight entities that were then responsible for doling out your money to NGOs and others at their discretion with far less transparency. Just under $7 billion was sent to one entity called the Climate United Fund. I'm sure you and I now have some of the same questions. How do these organizations decide how to allocate funding? How much money have they given out so far and to whom? Are there any former Biden EPA staffers who are now working at these entities? Let me make one thing abundantly clear. At this point, there is zero reason to suspect any wrongdoing by the bank. Here's my position as EPA administrator. The financial agent agreement with the bank needs to be instantly terminated, and the bank must immediately return all of the gold bars that the Biden administration tossed off the Titanic. EPA needs to reassume responsibility for all of these funds. We will review every penny that has gone out the door. I will be referring this matter to the Inspector General's office, and will work with the Justice Department as well. The days of irresponsibly shoveling boatloads of cash to far-left activist groups in the name of environmental justice and climate equity are over.
I love it. Accountability is coming one day at a time. Just can't be any better. Can it be faster? I don't know if we can handle it. You know, Entheos put this out. There are days approaching where so much will transpire that morning and evening will seem as though they are months apart. Hang on to the railings. Put this out, of course, at 1555. And amazing, because you look at that drop and it takes you to 1555, no name, absent, and near, question mark. Well, then he posts, of course, on the same day, for February 11th, 2025, at 11:24, on the Intel board, the Q board, at Snowden. Yes, testify, then drop. We have it all. These people are stupid. Fireworks. President of the United States weekly address. End. And near? You better believe it. End. So it's almost like the first retweet and the last retweet. It's like the alpha and omega is being shown on the screen, hence the thumbnail that we used today. Alpha and Omega, first and last. Hang on to the railings. End is near, fireworks end. we have it all. And I kind of saw some rumors going around. Not sure if it's true, if Snowden's going to be pardoned and brought back to America. We'll see how that works out. Who knows? Don't have it all yet, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, then we had some more revelations, of course, on Doge. It's been tremendous to watch the White House briefings and these play out.
Brian.
Yes. I want to go back to Doge just for a second. Earlier, the subcommittee headed by Chairman Marjorie Taylor Greene, her and her staff discovered $2.7 trillion in improper payments to Medicare, Medicaid, overseas, to people who should not have gotten it. Some in this room might have missed that press conference. Can you elaborate on what the president is thinking at this point?
Well, again, that's another example. There's a very long list of the fraud, waste, and abuse that Doge is identifying on a daily basis. Elon Musk also talked about yesterday about Social Security payments that are going out the door for people who are no longer with us, unfortunately. I would say that is certainly fraud. There's also a lot of contracts they've identified that, just as a hypothetical example, are $1 million, but only 500,000 went out the door. So where's the rest of that cash? And so that's the thing. Those are the things that Doge is working on every single day. And I would just remind everybody in this room, this is what President Trump campaigned on doing. He's delivering on a promise that 77 million people elected him to do.
So nearly $14 trillion of assets are now sheltered in so-called nonprofit organizations. That's a $10 trillion increase in the past 20 years. Why do we continue to reward this behavior? Doge, the Democrats' permanent bureaucracy, was so confident that it couldn't be stopped, it didn't bother hiding its wrongdoing. For example, Reuters was paid millions of dollars by the government for large-scale deception.
Working with people that still watch the mainstream media and believe that Elon Musk is a threat to our democracy. It's exhausting. I need a nap.
It's exhausting. I need a nap trying to talk to people about how Elon is exposing these Democrats and why they're going crazy and they're trying to spread so many lies. I'm like, man, every time they come up with a lie to try to cover it up, I'm like, oh, no wonder the Democrats or the liberals that fall and hate Trump. No wonder they're having a hard time finding out the truth, because every time we come up with something and show them the receipts and show them the truth of the corruption happening, they don't care. It's like, you know, say somebody's carrying a purse and you steal the purse and say, here's the guy that stole the purse. You say, how dare you tell me who stole my purse? You need to go to jail because you told me who stole my purse. Oh, my goodness. Oh, if you guys ever had talks with liberals, I tell you all the time when I do, it's so hard. Sometimes I tell them I don't want to talk to them because it's just exhausting. I just don't understand sometimes. I really don't. But we got to pray for them. And it's the right thing to do as a believer in Christ, specifically, not to lose our tempers. But sometimes I do, and it's hard, and I got to ask for forgiveness. Anybody can say, can I get an amen? Then we go to the border. Tom Homan. And AOC doing all she can to protect the illegal migrants. Look what's going down with her.
Tom, you got AOC out there, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman, putting out a webinar, doing a webinar to help illegals avoid, I guess, apprehension, giving tips about how to continue to remain in the country and ultimately game the system.
And I sent an email today to Deputy Attorney General. At what level is that impediment? Is that impediment? I'm not an attorney. I'm not a prosecutor. Is that impediment? Is that impeding our law enforcement efforts? If so, what are we going to do about it? Is she crossing the line? So I'm working with the Department of Justice and finding out where is that line that they cross. So maybe AOC is going to be in trouble now, but I need the AOG to opine on that, because there's a, impediment is impediment, in my opinion. I'm not a prosecutor, but we need some further guidance on that. But again, if we have to take every federal dollar out of the city, we'll do it. I mean, we're done. This is about public safety. This is about community safety. Knowingly releasing a public safety back into public is just stupid. You're putting the public at great risk. You're putting our officers at great risk. You're even putting the illegal alien at great risk, because anything can happen on arrest on the street. So we just want to make common sense. In sanctuary cities, they want to step aside. Step aside. We're coming. We're going to do it for you. If you don't want to make your community safer, President Trump's going to.
Well, research shows that Americans are exposed to tens of thousands of chemicals every day, many of which are banned elsewhere. As someone who knows and trusts Dr. Shockley, she brings a unique combination of expertise and genuine care for this community.
Over the years, I have had the privilege and honor of walking through this journey with my patients and helping them to make simple but very impactful swaps in their daily products to lower the toxic exposures that we're all being exposed to, whether we know it or not. For example, did you know that the average American encounters over 85,000 chemicals daily? That's a lot. Many of these are hidden in the products that we use every single day. Thank you, FDA. From our skincare to our mouth care, all of our household cleaners and agents. And I will tell you, every single patient I have tested shows the signs of this toxic burden. Now, we've crafted some bundles to allow you to also join in on this journey with clean, trusted alternatives that truly support your health.
With these bundles, she's offering the same tools she uses with her patients, proven natural options that prioritize long-term wellness and empower people to live healthier lives. For those wanting to go even deeper, comprehensive testing can be a game changer. By identifying the underlying cause of health challenges, it's possible to create a real roadmap toward healing and health independence. U.S. participants only, please. Visit corehealthadvantage.com/AWK or click the link below this video to get started today.
The bottom line is because it's not working. Department of Education was set up in 1980, and since that time, we have spent almost $1 trillion, and we have watched our performance scores continue to go down. I do believe that it is a responsibility to make sure that our children do have equal access to excellent education. I think that that is best handled at the state level, closest to the states, working with state administrators, teachers, parents, who should have input into their curriculum.
A lot of folks are learning, huh? Department of Education, what's going on with these guys? There's McMahon. It's interesting to have WWE represented in that room. Really just surreal. My son sent me a screenshot of this, and he said, I just can't believe that we've got the McMahon sitting there, WWE, doing what they're doing, of course, and trying to protect our children. President Trump's had enough. Of course, he's calling for the Department of Education to be closed.
Oh, I'd like it to be closed immediately. Look, the Department of Education's a big con job. We're ranked, so they rank the top 40 countries in the world. We're ranked number 40th, but we're ranked number one in one department, costs per pupil. So we spend more per pupil than any other country in the world, but we're ranked number 40. We've been between 38 and 40. The last time I looked, it was 38. And then I looked 2 days ago, it came out the new list. It came out at number 40. So we're ranked 40. Norway, Denmark, Sweden, I hate to say it, China, as big as it is, it's ranked in the top five. And that's a primary competitor. We're ranked number 40. So if we're ranked number 40, that means something's really wrong, right? And I say send it back to Iowa, to Idaho, to Colorado. Send it back to places that, and there are a lot of Indiana. You have a great new governor. You have a great senator that Jim Banks just got elected. You got great people. I'll tell you what, Indiana is going to be fantastic. We probably have 35, maybe 37 states that will do as well as Denmark, Norway, Finland, Sweden, they'll be just as good. Then you have the ones that we all know about. It'll be the same story. But you know what? Even they will be good. Because you look at New York, you give it to Westchester County, you give it to Long Island, you give it to Nassau County, you give it to Suffolk County. Same thing you go out to, and you give it to upstate New York. So you'd have four or five sections.
Amazing video out there, Life with Lori, put out, and it's about 6.5 minutes long, so I'm just going to give you a synopsis of what was put together on this, but I'll play a clip for that for a second.
To abolish the Department of Education and read through it, research a little bit, because there's a lot of fear-mongering going around, a lot of false statements being shared, and I was like, you know what, why not try to just read through it with you guys, not to change your mind, just to give you facts straight off the press of what this bill looks like and the goal behind some of this stuff. So first and foremost,
pretty good. And so I'm like that she actually, you can see that she highlighted a lot of stuff. She printed it out And she wanted to give an update on what's here. So just a quick rundown Wall Street Apes put together. It destroys every Democrat fear-mongering narrative. This breakdown of Returning Education to Our States Act, the child nutrition program is not paid out by the Department of Education. This is managed by the Department of Agriculture. Federal Pell Grant Program, Federal Family Education Loan Program, William D. Ford Federal Direct Loan Program, and the Perkins Loan Programs all not going anywhere. They're still going to be alive and well, just moving to the Department of Treasury. All functions, programs, and authorities of the Secretary of Education under the Individuals with Disability Education Act shall be transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services. Each authority and program of the Office of Indian Education of the Department of Education shall be transferred to the Department of Interior. Title VIII of Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965 shall be transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services. The Health Education Assistance Program and the programs under the Education Science Reform Act of 2002 will also be moving to the Department of Treasury. The Education Science Reform Act of 2002 programs to, you know, that generate and apply education research to improve teaching, learning, and policies nationwide is moving to the Treasury. All these things will still be alive and well, just moving to a different department. A lot of great information in that particular video. We'll leave it in the description box below for all of you. Of course, the CIA is out there now, favors a lab leak theory to explain COVID's origins. That's from the New York Times. It's amazing that this is all coming out as things are starting to get exposed, even on this huge Joe Rogan show. He's getting closer and closer to the truth.
This is the darkest of conspiracy theories. The darkest of conspiracy theories was that the leak was intentional. The darkest of conspiracy theories is that this was planned. They knew this is going to be a financial windfall. It is the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the United States by far, from the working class to the elite. It's like $3 trillion or something crazy like that?
Yep.
We've already established that it was created in a lab. We already established that USAID funded it. We already established that Fauci et al. Lied about gain-of-function research, what they were doing. The worst theory possible is that this was released on purpose.
Yeah, that would be the worst-case scenario, yeah.
Have you ever danced that one around your head? Because that's where you... We know they're willing to do horrible... But, like, is there a ceiling on that?
Even now to this day, having spent so much of my life in it, I try to just pursue the leads that I have and then try to let the conclusions come to me. Certainly the fact that they funded the capacity to do this, they worked directly with all the networks that were both doing it and censoring it, puts you pretty much as, you know, they created it and they covered up at least the leak. In terms of the intentionality for doing it, that is a really dark scenario. You know, there are a lot of things in American history that have that same, you know, Miha-Liha distinction. You know, do they make it happen or do they let it happen? Do they let it happen or do they make it happen? And both of them are major scandals that completely change the legitimacy and credibility of policy changes in response to the crisis, for example. Like, you know, take something like Pearl Harbor, right? It's been declassified now. The McCollum memo, the 8 action plan. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. You know, and this was, you know, written before the bombing, and it was 8 ways to get Japan to attack us because, you know, we don't have diplomatic cover to declare war on them. But if we get them to attack us and we can then spiral that into a war predicate. I mean, they're the same thing, for example, with the Northwoods memo with, you know, pretext to war with Cuba and cooking up all these, you know, hijacking our own planes, sinking our own ships, doing, you know, riots on the streets of Miami and then saying that it was, you know, the Cuban government behind it. Same thing with Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, you know, same thing with, you know, with the weapons of mass destruction predicate for invading Iraq? Did we know that that, you know, did we, were we duped and the crime was negligence for letting our national security state believe the New York Times reporting on, you know, on chemical and, you know, and biological and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Or did we make that happen? Did we, did you know, was that something that we knew was not true based on our own intelligence, but because there was a useful thing there? And, you know, a lot of people have the same thoughts about issues around 9/11 and any number of crisis events. And I suppose I have my own thoughts on it. They're not fully settled. And because they are beyond the evidence I currently have, I stay in the zone of this is what they did to create it. This is what they did to cover it up. Here are the stars in the sky. Draw your own constellation from there.
That's a good way to put it.
Came pretty close to explaining the intentionality of the COVID-19 release. We know this was done to, of course, steal the election of 2020. It's amazing how President Trump seems to continue to bring that up, and it seems like it's all starting to connect.
If you think USAID had a role in election interference in the U.S. in 2020 and Indian elections in 2024.
So it could have had a role. There were a lot of bad things that happened in 2020. I think bad things happened in 2024, but it was too big to rig. We won by a tremendous margin. We won every swing state. We won the popular vote by millions of votes. So it was too big to rig. But I think they probably tried. We're looking to go to a system now much different where one day voting, voter ID, and we have to do that. And paper ballots. We want paper ballots. And when they do that, we're going to clean it up very, very well.
Going to be amazing, right? How they're going to bring technology together and be able to run this election quickly and have it done. Huge mentions of certain things that I'm privy to and information how they're going to pull that off. It's pretty, pretty cool. Of course, all this, James Woods says, watching Democrats flailing around like extras in The Walking Dead is priceless. Being deprived of their ability to lie, cheat, and stuff the ballot box, take freebies and kickbacks, and be the all-around grifters they are has absolutely broken them. They've lost their minds, lost it. And, of course, it's been amazing. It's like no brakes on a Cybertruck. Elon Musk and President Trump, they're going quickly. Of course, this was pointed out by Elon Musk, Insurrection Barbie. They have been planning the lawfare against the Trump administration for 2 years. They have 800 lawyers and 280 civil service organizations. They were pre-interviewing plaintiffs in November of 2024. That is not me saying this. That is the New York Times saying this. This constitutional crisis narrative has been planned in advance and is being executed because they have hundreds of lawsuits planned. Liberal legal group positions itself as a top Trump administration foe. And that's on the New York Times, and they put that link out there for us to read. Trump is prepared. He was expecting all of this to play out. They know what's going to happen, and it's going to be glorious to watch. Of course, with all the melting that's happening, in case you guys missed this, this was a city council meeting in Worcester, Massachusetts. They voted on becoming a sanctuary city for transgender and gender diverse people, and the meeting went just as you expected.
I need the city to protect me because the federal government won't. And if you think you're afraid of Trump, you should see how afraid of Trump I am.
Can you wrap up, please?
Yes, I can. If you say that you're afraid of Trump and that's why you don't want the city to be a space, safe space for trans people, you better prepare for trans people to make this a very unsafe space.
I'm shaking right now.
So we're afraid of Trump. He scares me. He scares me. He really does. And if you guys don't fix things and make this place a sanctuary city for us, you know, the transgenders, well, we're going to get violent in this city. And she didn't say those very words, but you better watch out because we're going to turn this place into just a terrible place to live, a dangerous place to live. So who's really the threat? They don't make sense, do they?
I'm shaking right now. I don't want to be here.
Can you wrap up,
please? I'm sorry. Am I taking too long pleading for my life?
You remembered how many children I have and how many, and that two of them are trans.
I speak as both the B and the T in the LGBT.
I'm multiply disabled. I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a connective tissue disorder that causes me immense physical pain. I'm on the autism spectrum, and I have narcolepsy, and I couldn't drive myself here. So I had to hide from my driver that I was in drag, which is not an easy thing to do in drag.
I do not want to be here. It's my day off. I do not want to be in your DMs. I do not want to be in your email inboxes. I do not want my creativity writing diss tracks like Kendrick. I don't want to spend an hour applying glitter on my face so that you will hear and see me.
This goes on and on and on. And then they bring a child out to read a piece of paper. And this part will break your heart.
Community.
Noticing people here are trying to control the rights of others, and that's not right. We should make Westeros a sanctuary city for trans people. Everybody deserves to feel safe, and everybody needs to feel safe. I've lived here for 4 years, and there hasn't really been any changes in how people feel safe in the city. My birthday is this Saturday, and all I want is peace and for you to vote yes. Please don't let me down for my birthday. There's a lot of queer people that I love, and to Candy Carlson, you should know to never call someone it. I'm 7, and I know better. The kids are watching, and we're ready to vote you out.
Child abuse. Making a child read something, they have no idea what's going on. The brainwashing continues, and they start them at a very young age. That's happening, and then you have these folks in Hollywood who also abuse the minds of the people on this earth. Simply an actor who memorizes lines and goes on a movie screen, and then is worshipped by so many. And yet, what do? They use their platform to try to get people to follow them and their beliefs.
I'm coming from a place now that we're in a very dark place in America, where we have a bully and a thug who is the President of the United States. But it's not just in the U.S., it's everywhere. Everywhere. You know, I read a really moving letter in the New York Times from a gentleman in Hungary, and he was the slippery slope of how this happens everywhere. Authoritarianism takes us all over.
Richard Gere. Authoritarianism, huh? Somebody comes in and they start unraveling the truth about all the payouts that have been happening around this earth, all the money that's being stolen from the taxpayers, those people that actually go to your movies and spend money so that you can have the platform that you have. And yet, instead of supporting we the people, 80-90% of America that supports President Trump, you're trying to cater to that 10-15%. And yes, you guys might say, oh, you're wrong in the numbers. The polls said it was 40-60. I don't care. I'm going to hold to that 80 to 90% that I believe. The wake up is happening. And this guy, who knows why he's up there doing this? Did they pay him? Is he doing another act? Is he part of something that's very, very bad? And is he part of a list? Who knows? Maybe someday we'll find out. Maybe someday they'll go into hiding. Who knows? But kind of makes you wonder as we watch Glenn Beck kind of say some things interesting on the PBD podcast.
The only thing I care about is the scandal of the pedophiles, and in the next 10 days, you're going to see the Epstein file released.
In the next 10 days?
Next 10 days.
Oh, please.
Yep. You think in the next 10 days the whole thing's going to be released?
Yeah.
And what kind of information do you have to be able to be that certain about it?
I plead the fifth.
Remember, he was with Cash Patel, folks. Remember, sitting on the couch. Who knows if Cash was the one that gave him the info?
In the next 10 days.
Next 10 days.
Oh, please.
Glenn, yeah. Stop it.
Next 10 days.
You're teasing millions who want that list.
Day number one, Cash Patel walks in. By the end of the day, it will be released.
Please. Did Cash Patel get confirmed yet?
Not yet. They delayed it.
Did RFK get confirmed yet?
Not yet.
Tulsi?
None of them.
House, not Senate. Yeah.
So as soon as he's confirmed, his first day, it will be released.
Oh, I can't wait.
That was done before everybody started getting confirmed. Makes you really wonder who's going to be part of this. Another thing that's being destroyed, Planned Parenthood deleted every single post ever made on their Instagram account. Their days are numbered. Remember on the Q board, February 10th, 2019, why do Democrats push to fund Planned Parenthood using taxpayer dollars? $500 million a year. Where does the money go? Past political donations of Planned Parenthood? What is the process of disposal regarding aborted fetuses? What regulations, who monitors all, are in place to ensure that process is being followed? Why is there a new push by Democrats to legalize late-term abortions? I'm going to play something for you, and if you have children in the room, maybe you want them to exit just for a 30-second clip. To answer that question, to answer this question, where are they disposing the aborted fetuses? I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to play this clip. Lauren Boebert to Goodman.
Implant aborted baby parts into lab animals. Have you heard of that sort of research?
Yeah, we did an analysis a few years ago showing that over 90% of experiments with using human fetal tissue and putting them involved animals were funded by Fauci's NIAID.
Do you know where they're getting the aborted human fetal tissue?
A lot of it is happening at colleges and universities that have affiliated hospitals that perform that procedure.
Madam Chair, I think we need to look into that as well.
All right. Universities, huh? See the past drops regarding Planned Parenthood. This has nothing to do with a woman's right to choose. A tactic that they deploy when challenged to activate liberals and media hysteria. The focus on the organization itself. Ask yourself a very simple question. Given the amount of evidence demonstrating illegal and disturbing activities by Planned Parenthood, where is the FBI investigation? Rod Rosenstein, McCabe. What senior political officials are providing cover to Planned Parenthood? Will action be taken by the DOJ and FBI? 2019, question mark. It's interesting because a lot of the Q drops are from 2019 that are actually matching now, 6 years later. Huh. Interesting, because we were told two before, six later. What if that six is matching to this year? Pretty interesting, huh? Makes you wonder even more so. As we head into this weekend, could this be what we're waiting for? Who knows? We're looking for this particular drop to come true, to come to fruition. On the cue board, with all playing out, with all of the Doge exposure, all the Department of Education, RFK Jr. getting in, and then Cash Patel. Watching this play in every single one of our living rooms, on every device around this earth, will we finally have to get the popcorn Friday and Saturday to deliver on the MAGA promise? POTUS knows he must clean the House government in order to free up and demonstrate who has authority in order to pass important legislation. This was always the priority. Remember, Attorney General Sessions cannot look like an impartial player that is out to get all former Obama team members, as we need him for other important work. All will come into focus, and for anyone to think POTUS is not in control is kidding themselves. Also, he's 100% insulated with zero risk of impeachment. Fact. Q.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all you continue to do in and through our lives. Thank you for this amazing network of leadership that you've put together. you continue to receive the honor, praise, and glory that's due you for all of this and each, almost every single leader that's appointed. We ask that you continue to provide protection for all of them as they expose this evil day in and day out. We know the evil one will do anything to keep this from happening. They're always looking for tricks to try to cover their tracks, and we hope that they will all be exposed. The evil will finally be placed front and center, and they will realize we have an amazing God who can grant so many ways to provide for us when we're all hurting and suffering from what's being revealed. We definitely need your assistance, your protection on all of our lives each and every day. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, you have a great weekend. We might have another video out tomorrow. We'll see what's going on Friday. And, of course, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for signing up for the cruise. Looking forward to meeting a lot of you guys. It'll be here before you know it. Man, what a great time to be alive, huh? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Then We Know. Signing out.
So we are being reciprocal with India. Whatever India charges, we charge them. So, frankly, it no longer matters to us that much what they charge, because whatever they charge. I had discussions with India in the first term about the fact that their tariffs were very high.
That I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
I'm also pleased, Mr. Chairman, that he is going to work with me to make certain we know who all was involved with Jeffrey Epstein in building out this international sex trafficking ring.